Now the news. I'm Tian Lu. President Xi Jinping has called on Chinese political advisers to build broad consensus to contribute to Chinese modernization. He made the remarks in a group meeting during the second session of the 14th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. President Xi called on the political advisers to conduct research and actively offer suggestions based on the country's major strategic tasks. The Chinese foreign minister has said spreading pessimistic views on China will end up harming oneself and misjudging China will result in missed opportunities. Wang Yi was answering questions from Chinese and foreign media about China's foreign policy and external relations on Thursday. He said China's development is driven not only by a reasonable growth in quantity, but also an effective upgrade in quality. The Chinese foreign minister also stressed the role of economic diplomacy for China's opening up.
Economic diplomacy is an important part of our external work. We will continue to take steps to facilitate visits in China, including more convenient payments. I wish to share with you that starting from March the 14th, China will further extend, on a pilot basis, visa exemption to six countries, including Switzerland, Ireland, Hungary, Austria, Belgium, and Luxembourg. We hope more countries will offer Chinese citizens visa facilitation and work with us to build fast-track networks for cross-border travels and encourage speedy resumption of international passenger flights.
Official data shows China's total goods imports and exports expanded 8.7% year-on-year to over 6.6 trillion yuan in the first 2 months of 2024. The General Administration of Customs says imports and exports with countries participating in the Belt and Road Initiative account for nearly half of the total trade volume during this period. Nikki Haley has dropped out of the Republican race in the 2024 U.S. presidential election after failing to slow down former President Donald Trump's march toward the party's nomination. This comes after Haley suffering a sweeping loss to Trump on Super Tuesday, when around one-third of all delegates to the Republican or Democratic conventions are distributed. With Haley's exit, it's now almost certain that there will be a rematch between Trump and Democratic incumbent President Joe Biden. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said Western leaders are playing with fire by discussing the possibility of sending European troops to Ukraine. Peskov was speaking on the sidelines of the World Youth Festival. He warned that the Western leaders' ideas will lead to a further degradation of the situation. French President Emmanuel Macron said last month that the possibility of sending foreign troops to Ukraine was discussed during a conference in Paris. Authorities say Israel's Supreme Planning Council has approved the construction of over 3,400 new housing units in settlements in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The settlements are considered by the majority of the international community as unlawful and a major hurdle to peace, and they are located in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, territories where the Palestinians wish to build their future state. David Biller reports.
Israel's Higher Planning Council approved the development of 3,500 homes almost in the West Bank. And this follows an attack 2 weeks ago by Palestinian gunmen that killed one Israeli and wounded six others. Palestinian authorities were very quick to condemn this, saying it's madness, that it is creating a lack of stability or feeding into a lack of stability and security in the region, not just in Israel. And said it's a challenge to the U.S. and the international community to see if they will actually take action, you know, against something that they say is illegal under international law.
In sports, the 2024 Asian Ski Mountaineering Championships has concluded in Jilin, with Chinese athletes dominating the podium by securing all seven gold medals. Ski mountaineering, with its roots as the traditional mode of transport in snow-covered mountainous regions, has evolved into a competitive sport in the European Alps. It was part of the inaugural Winter Olympics in 1924 and is set to make a return at the 2026 Winter Olympics. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.